Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Miller Time. I'm your host, Val Miller, and today I'm going to be interviewing someone that I have a lot of respect for, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. My grandpa, Val Jeffrey Miller, or as I like to call him, Pops. Pops grew up in a small town called Ponchatoula in Louisiana, and I think that's a great spot to dig in.
What was your hometown like when you were a kid?
Well, my town was a foreign-based town, small town.
Do you ever have a pet growing up, Pops? First pet
was a dog, mixed breed dog named Yank. My brother named it.
What did you and your friends do for fun when you were a kid, like around the neighborhood?
All right, played sports mostly.
Yep.
Football, softball, basketball in the neighborhood. Okay, I've got a special comment for you. We also played cork ball.
Cork ball?
Cork, like a fishing cork?
Yep.
What it is a round cork ball with a cut-off broom handle.
Cut-off broom handle.
With two guys could play, pitching to the batter and the batter trying to hit the cork ball.
So kind of like baseball.
Yes, sort of. Something that aggravated my grandmother.
Yeah. Y'all play in like the streets or like is there parks or like fields?
Right in front of the house, up the sidewalk.
What was the most trouble you got into as a kid or like a teenager?
Okay, this is not for publication, but I got into a little altercation one night and broke my hand, but he didn't get up.
Oh, jeez, Pops.
I had to go to the doctor. I had to have a cast put on, and my mother was quite outdone with me.
Yep.
Anyway, that was it.
What was your first job when you were growing up?
Picking strawberries on a local farm.
Picking strawberries? How old were you?
Probably started out in about 8 or 9.
8 or 9? How much were you getting paid to pick strawberries?
We got paid on Saturday. You get a ticket for every carrier you picked. And on Saturday, you brought all your tickets in and got paid 25 cents a carrier. What? The carrier is this wooden container with a handle across the top that had six pints in it, and you had to fill up the pints and then mound it over. So it was very hard work for 25 cents, baby. Yeah.
When did you meet Mimi? Or, like, what was your proposal like also?
We were at college at Southeastern. Met at a sock hop dance at the school. Our engagement was very informal. I pinned her with my fraternity pin, which at that time meant we were engaged.
What was the main thing you did for work, like while my dad was growing up, and how did you manage to support me being Nanny Kelly and my dad, as well as yourself?
Well, I was controller manager of New Orleans Shipping Company, but Mimi also worked at the time until she got pregnant enough that she couldn't work. And then Kelly was born 9 and a half months after the wedding. You don't have to figure out the time there, bud. But it wasn't easy back then, payday to payday. And eventually I got out of the shipping business and bought into a real estate company, which I eventually owned.
Being payday to payday, how did you handle stress back then?
Not very well. And I put my attention into activities, into sports, really, basketball, softball, tennis.
Yeah. What is the best advice you can give me on money management, or just best advice in general?
Well, basically, Val, live within your means, save for a rainy day, and always pursue your retirement savings. Be true to yourself. Seek your own goals.
Yeah.
You have the basics to be what you want to be, based on what I know.
Yeah. Was Dad the only reason you and Mimi decided to have two kids?
You said it. I didn't.
Now, about our name and Dad's name too. I know I was named after him, and he was named after you. But where did the name come before you? Did you get it from your dad?
Well, it was after my grandfather, actually. My grandfather's name was Valcour, V-A-L-C-O-U-R.
All one word?
Yes. But and thus it was shortened to Val when they named me.
Where were my dad and Nanny Kelly like as kids? Big troublemakers?
Your dad was very active, but last minute and everything, and was quite messy.
Messy? Yeah, I wonder where I get it from.
Your Nanny Kelly was also very active, but she prepared ahead neat yeah. and orderly. Both were very good in sports. Both graduated from LSU.
Both good in school, too.
I heard Mimi talking in the back. What was she saying? What was she saying?
I don't know.
What is your favorite thing about being a grandparent?
Well, again, unfortunately, I haven't been with you on hand very much, but watching you develop into the young man that you are and achieve what you attempt, it's very special. Also, probably the fondest memory was holding you in my arms in the hospital.
When I was
born. And your dad telling me your name, Val.
Yeah.
Made me so proud. Sort of an add-on, but...
Yep.
You know, going to the driving range with you the last time I was in, that was very special.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
So... Okay, I hope I pass the test.
Yeah, of course.
if I don't know if you were taking notes on my answers, but if you need any explanation, just give me a call.
All right. Thanks so much, Pops.
Okay, man. See you later.
I want to give a big thanks to my grandpa for doing this interview with us, and all y'all have a great day. Goodbye.